Conversation 2.
Jason, actually I'm going to England this summer.
Really?
Yeah, can you give me some advice about where I should go? I'm going to have about 1 week.
1 week. What I suggest you do first is stay in the suburbs of London for a start, because it's a lot cheaper. If you stay in North London, then you'll spend all your money on rent. And I guess you should go around central London. That's where all the tourist attractions are. That's where all the nightlife is. It's just got everything you need, really. But as I said, rent is too expensive there.
Okay, now I'm thinking of taking a day trip to Oxford or Cambridge or Bath. What would you recommend?
It depends, really. I guess Oxford is a lot quieter. But again, there is a lot of nightlife there as well. It really depends on what you want to do, but Bath is good for history, definitely.
Okay, what about Cambridge?
Cambridge, I'm not too sure about it. I haven't been there myself.
Oh, really? Okay. If I want to go to Oxford or to Bath, how can I get there? Do I have to drive?
The easiest way is to take a train. It can vary how much you want to pay, really. It's kind of similar to the trains here, but traveling as far as Cambridge and Bath would be quite expensive, maybe £30, which is quite a lot of money. Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 12. How long will the woman stay at England?
Question 13. What does the man advise the woman to do first? Question 14. What does the man think of Cambridge? Question 15. What does the man say about trains in Britain?